Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here. Hope you're having a great day, morning, whatever it is when you listen to the podcast. And again, just trying to encourage us to be into God's Word. We're at Exodus chapter 21, and we're just going to wrap up this chapter. And God's been laying down the law really about the value of life. And here he's going to transition a little bit since he's been talking about a little bit about animals, transitions more into property and animals. So let's look at this. Starting in verse 33. When a man opens a pit, or when a man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall make restoration. He shall give money to its owner, and the dead beast shall be his. When one man's ox butts another so that it dies, then they shall sell the live ox and share its price, and the dead beast also they shall share. Or if it is known that the ox has been accustomed to gore in the past, and its owner has not kept it in, he shall repay ox for ox, and the dead beast shall be his. So that's the end of that chapter, but looking at just how God is giving us wisdom here on how to deal with irresponsibility or bad luck. So sometimes you just have bad luck. If your ox has never gored another animal and all of a sudden it does it, that, all right, here's what you do. You split the cost of the dead ox, you share the profits from the dead ox, and you sell the ox that did the goring. And share the profit with your neighbor whose ox your ox killed. However, if your ox has been known to do this and you didn't actually take the right measurements for this, then you're out of luck. You're going to lose your ox and pay for the other guy's ox as well. So it's just common sense in one way, but it's also laying down a law. So if there's a weaker person, or there is a smaller tribe, or there's a smaller community, that they have this law to stand on when something happens. And so being responsible, if you dig a pit, obviously cover it up. If you have animals, take care of them and take care of what they do and be responsible. Just like in common law today, if you have a dog that's been known to bite or something like that, then you have a responsibility to keep that dog in the fence. And if you let it loose, if you're irresponsible that way, then there's additional consequences. And so the beginning of law here that God is laying down about life, about responsibility, about restoration for damaged cattle or damaged property is all laid out here. And it continues on in chapter 22, which we'll jump into next time. But just for us to keep reading through God's word and not to be scared by some people that might say, hey, it's hard to read the Old Testament. I don't understand it. The idea behind this podcast is just that, read it. Just keep reading it. And sometimes the best way to read a part of the Bible is to read it over and over again, until you know what's coming next, you have a better understanding of what the context of that whole chapter is, or the context of that book. If it's a historical book, or a book of poetry, or prophecy, or it's one of the letters in a New Testament or a gospel, that you understand the context of it because you've read it over and over again. Maybe you've read a few notes on it, the introduction to it, and it makes it easier to read. It's like anything. The first time you look at something, you may not fully comprehend it. I was watching some rugby the other day. I think Australia and the All Blacks, New Zealand, just played in the World Champion or something, and I still not sure I really truly understand it, but I've been watching it more and more that I'm trying to understand it better because I think I like the sport. And that's just how it is with God's word or doing anything, right? The first time we may not fully comprehend it, maybe even the second, the third, the fourth time, but we want to keep reading it And that's that whole idea behind this podcast, is to encourage us to get into God's word and keep reading. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Talk to you next time.